Pat McGann joining us here on WGN Radio. Pat, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing great, John. How are you, man?
Oh, doing pretty well. Hey, it's Chicago's birthday today, 184 years young. What's your favorite part about living here in the area?
Oh, man, there's so much I love about Chicago.
Nice long pause. Scene. Oh, the comedy scene. There you go.
Zanies, going to Zanies. What else do I like? I love the food here. I'm a big top-notch. You ever have a top-notch cheeseburger?
No, I haven't.
See, this is a Southside secret that I got to spread because a lot of people don't know about it. But it's like 95th and Hamilton, right off of Western.
Mm.
It's been around for like 75, 80 years. Best cheeseburger in Chicago.
Really? All right. What's the name of Top Notch?
Top Notch.
All right, I'll give that a shot. Hey, also, by the way, we're drafting a WGN Radio Olympic team. You know, we've always felt like it's better to show an average guy or gal doing it against the Olympians just to show how much better they are. So we're drafting a team, a WGN Radio team. Any event that you want to participate in, Pat?
What are the events? You have any picked out?
Oh, no, yeah. Well, dressage, someone claimed. Steve Grzanich is going to do rhythmic gymnastics with the ribbon or ping pong. Those are his options. Dave, and I forgot what yours was. Which event are you doing today?
Well, I said golf, but golf. Then I'm going with canoe slalom. I think Pat would be good at that.
Yeah, you want to join his canoe team?
I'd love to, Dave. What's up? You know what I've been perfecting this year is drinking and crying in my basement. Can we make that in a... Can we make that an Olympic event?
Oh, that really should be. Yeah, you'd be good at it, my friend.
I've had a bunch of practice.
Yeah, would it be the length of how long you cried for, or just maybe the intensity of it? I mean, there's different variants of how they judge that.
Yes. Hey, be careful with the word variants these days. You don't want to use that word.
That's a fair point. Hey, let's talk about the Pat Mac PAX Virtual St. Patrick. That is not easy to say. Let me try it again. The Pat Mac PAX Virtual St. Patrick's Day Party. Boy, you picked an easy name for that.
Well, I didn't name it, but it is a great tradition. It is Pat McNamara has quite a legacy here on the South Side. He had a battle with brain tumors. So what they're doing in his memory is really phenomenal. We're raising money for pediatric cancer research, especially people fighting brain tumors, and also just helping families that have had a cancer diagnosis and kind of have a battle on their hands. It's been, I don't know how many years I've been doing it now, but it's a great event that usually is in person, and as everyone else has to do, they have to lean into this virtual experience. They put together a great night. They got music. I recorded a set, a little stand-up, and it's a wonderful cause. So hoping to get a bunch of people in. I know we already have a bunch of people registered. So I appreciate you letting me come on and talk about it.
Yeah, and Pat, I mean, he was such a, you know, people were fighting for him because of the fight that he went through. I mean, he was just a couple years old, right, when he was diagnosed with that brain tumor. And the fine folks at Children's Memorial Hospital, obviously, now it's Lurie's. But, I mean, there's a lot of spirit that Patrick has that really translates to a lot of people, inspired a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, he has his friends that he grew up with are still really involved in this event, and now they're out of college, and it's really something to see. It's the whole neighborhood, and really now the whole city kind of coming together in his name. So I'm very happy to be a part of it. We have a relationship with these people. We've known them for several years, and they helped us when our son was fighting leukemia, and just very impactful, and they make a difference, and happy to be a part of this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, they've waned a little bit on these virtual events, right? Because we've been doing them for so long, but and we're almost out of the tunnel with this thing. But you know, an event like this, I mean, $20 to register, it's affordable. You're going to get some entertainment out of it, and that money, I mean, that goes a long way.
Yeah, every dime goes to research or directly to families that have been impacted by a diagnosis. So it's really a no-brainer. And again, yeah, the virtual stuff is getting a little bit, you know, but for an event like this, I think it's going to be great. And people are also used to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The virtual events. Everyone's tired of, I'm about to get ready to go for a walk with my wife, which, by the way, I don't know if anyone else is going on walks every day, but that was like... that was like the example my wife would give me, like, we don't have any time together. When was the last time we went on a walk? Now we got walks stacked up to like 2037. We are good. We don't even, We don't even discuss the walks. We just make eye contact. It's like, oh, is it time to go out there and just pretend that everything's okay?
Right, right. It's like the one thing that seems a little normal, but even now, you, there's nothing to talk about anymore. You're around each other so much. What do you even talk about on the walk? What are they, I mean, we're talking about your day. We already know what's going on.
I know. I mean, I don't know about you, but Valentine's Day, I was like, get out of my face. I am good. I mean, did it? Was everyone able to carve some time out with that special someone you've been locked up with for 11 months?
I did my taxes. That's what we did on Valentine's Day.
That's perfect.
Always the romantic. So, all right, Pat McGann, it's always great to talk to you, my friend. And again, the awesome event, Pat Mac's Pack Virtual St. Patrick's Day Party, Friday, March 5th. That's tomorrow. It's at 7 o'clock. You go to www.patmacs.org. Pat McGann, thanks so much, my friend.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.